I'd like to go back to Jonah in the New King James Version and read a passage of scripture again for you. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come up before me." But Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind on the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea, so the ship was about to be broken. Steps to Christ, page 105, paragraph 1 says, "Many, especially those who are young in the Christian life, are at times troubled with the suggestions of skepticism. There are many things which cannot be explained or even understood, and Satan employs these to shake their faith in the scriptures as a revelation from God. They ask, 'How shall I know the right way? If the Bible is indeed the word of God, how can I be freed from the doubts and perplexities?' In Jonah's hesitation, Satan flooded him with doubt, and he ran from the call to ministry." Join me as I begin to pray. Heavenly Father, I ask that you would send your Holy Spirit here upon us. I ask that you would allow each heart to be touched as I present your word. Remove self so that they can hear your words, Lord Jesus, knocking on doors of their heart, and they can accept your call to ministry, is my prayer in your name. Amen. Matthew 19:16-22 speaks of a young ruler. "He, just as I, saw the love Christ manifested in his word and felt the desire to be his disciple. His face-to-face discourse with Christ was mirrored in my humble prayer." As I take you on a journey in a comparison between Jonah and myself, I would attempt today to share my testimony on my call to ministry. 4 years ago, I had my second son, and I began to earnestly plead with the Lord to reveal His purpose to me, as my life was meaningless and I wanted some source of strength and hope and purpose. I was empty, I was broken, and I felt really useless and alone. And I really had my son to revive feelings of love within me. And even though I did have this child, the love still was not there, as God was not within me. So I prayed, and God called me to ministry. Jonah was directed to arise and go, and he was given a mission, and as was I. God answered my prayer, and just as he responded to the young ruler in Matthew 19, his response to me was, "Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, give it to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. Come take up thy cross and follow me." God laid a charge upon my heart to minister to the young people of my church back at home, and I felt the heavy burden to get into youth ministry. Barred by the church because of my previous life, I am a 4th-generation Adventist on my mother's side, and I had left the church because of having a wandering spirit. I did not want to be involved in church activities while living a double life, so I decided to be wholehearted about what I did, and I still said it in this prayer that, "Lord, wherever I go, protect me. But whatever I go through, use it for your ministry and your glory, and allow it to be a great testimony for you. I came back to the church when I had my son, and that was the first time that I heard the word of the Lord and accepted his call to ministry and salvation. It was the third time that I was baptized, but it was the first time that I understood the message that the pastor preached, and I went to the watery grave. I was on a bus going to a youth rally one Sabbath, and I sat next to a young lady who I grew up in church alongside. She was a bit younger than me, and we were having conversations about the youth in the church and missing members around our age group. And she, like I, expressed that she had been praying for purpose, and God called her to ministry as well. She sentimented to me that she wanted to get involved in youth ministry, and on that bus that day, we decided to do what we could on our own to spread God's love. Her and I, accompanied with six other members of a committee, started a youth ministry called Footprints to Heaven, and we were on fire for the Lord. We did many street corner sermons. We went to popular youth hangouts where they would go in the mall or the recreational areas at the cinema, and we would preach and we would canvass and we would preach about the soon coming of the Lord, remission of sin, and our call to service. And we really saw how Satan and his evil host were upset with what we were doing, and we were attacked by the church. We were under so much pressure that we were forced to dissolve the group. And within that 1 year of ministry, we faced many trials. One of the core members, lost a leg in a freak accident. And at the end of the year, the president herself was gruesomely murdered. Jonah arose to flee from the presence of the Lord, and so did I. When faced with the decision to forsake all else, pick up his cross, and follow Christ, the young ruler walked away sad. He weighed Christ against the world and chose the world. Having unsurrendered weaknesses in our character reveals our Achilles heel, and in our hearts, when trials come, we turn away from God and denounce him as our leader. I really doubted God when my friend died. It was really difficult. After being so involved in ministry, doing so much for the Lord, being on fire for him and seeing him work, still I doubted God. And just like Jonah, I got on a boat and I went to the sister isle. I just wasn't having that. I wasn't doing what God asked me to do. But I still attended church, but I was not involved as he had said he wanted me in terms of my purpose. And while on the sister isle, I kept running from God. And I entered a common law relationship, and I knew that that was not something that he wanted for me, so I stopped praying. And after I stopped praying, my attendance to church became less and less, and the devil really had a hold on me, and that was where everything went awry. A storm and trial was sent by the Lord. Based on our disobedience to a direct call from God, we cause a discord in our lives and the lives of those around us. Nothing short of obedience can be accepted. Self-surrender is the substance of the teachings of Christ. Often it is presented and enjoined in language that seems authoritative, because there is no other way to save man than to cut away those things which, if entertained, would demoralize the whole being. This comes from a call to stand apart, chapter 5. Everything for me started to fall apart when I decided to cut God off. I was there in this common law relationship. My prayer life was, I stopped it, and things, the devil was really messing with me. There was a lot of spiritual manifestations, a lot of hard times, and one day I just stopped in the midst of it all, and I said, how did I get here, Lord? I need help. And he showed me how to get out. So it was a fight, and I got out of the common law relationship under the cover of night. I had to flee, and God protected me in a really miraculous way. And when I got out of it, Satan knew that I was on the path towards something better, and he afflicted my health. And when I left, I got really sick with my eye. And I started to go doctor after doctor, and I was seriously depressed. I was depressed to the point that I was self-medicating on marijuana, and even though I was in this really dark place, God still found a way to reveal himself to me. I knew that he would speak to me through individuals, I would see him in nature, and I would always hear his voice. Even though I didn't verbally pray, he heard the cry of my heart, and Psalms 139:7 always came to me. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? And it always gave me comfort to know that even though I was not living a lifestyle that was acceptable to him, that he still had his hand on my life. Regardless of what Satan thought he had going on, God had his hand on me. And one day, he just decided to get me out of the mess that I was in. Jonah acknowledged that the storm was as a result of his disobedience, and so did I. We may rejoice that all which has perplexed us in the providence of God would then be made plain. Things hard to be understood will then find an explanation, and where our finite minds discover only confusion and broken purposes, we shall see the most perfect and beautiful harmony. Coming from Steps to Christ, page 12. Chapter 12. Page 112. As I said, after the common law relationship, my health was affected, and I started going from doctor to doctor to find a diagnosis for what was wrong with my eye, what was causing the pain, and I knew that it was a mixture of the withdrawal of the Holy Spirit's covering and an evil manifestation, and also improper health habits. My condition progressed to the point where my eyeball was falling out of my head, and it began popping out of its socket, which really scared people. With the search to gain relief, I went to a naturopathic doctor, which started my excitement and interest in naturopathic healing. And he gave the most insight into the physical aspect of my condition, but the plague that was upon me had implications in the spiritual realm as well. As I laid on my bed of affliction for 2 weeks, waiting and praying to die, being taken off of all medication by the natural doctor, my pain was tremendous, yet God gave me strength. At the 2 week marker, I was admitted to the hospital as the natural doctor feared I'd lose my eye. His methods worked for the rest of my body, but the condition with my eye progressed. Jonah prayed for repentance, and so did I. At last, Jonah had learned that salvation belongeth unto the Lord. With penitence and a recognition of the saving grace of God came deliverance. God invites us to prove for ourselves the reality of His word and the truth of His promises. They have never failed. They can never fail. And as we draw near to Jesus and rejoice in the fullness of His love, our doubt and darkness will disappear in the light of His presence. Jonah was released from the perils. As Jonah had 3 days in the belly of the fish, of a whale, of whatever swallowed him, to repent, so did I. I spent the first 3 days in the hospital praying in repentance, understanding what got me there, knowing that God had called me to ministry, and I literally did what Jonah did. I jumped on a boat and I went against His call. I knew what caused the trial, and I was able to identify the many character building lessons that I learned through it. I never blamed God, but I took full responsibility. I listened to the book Prayer by Ellen White, and the words gave me great encouragement, and it was as though the Holy Spirit rekindled my desire to serve. God gave Jonah a second chance to complete his mission, and He also gave me another opportunity to do as He required of me. 1 Corinthians 13:12 says, "Now we see through a glass darkly, but face to face now I know in part, but then shall I know, even as I am known." Proverbs 4:18 also says, "The path of the righteous is as a light of dawn that shineth more and more unto the perfect day." My sight in my left eye returned on the third day after much prayer. When I was admitted, it was swollen so much that I could not see. The doctors were amazed at the remarkable changes. Nothing in their barrage of tests could explain what was occurring, but I knew that it was nothing but the great controversy being displayed in my own life. Once my sight returned, I began reading my Bible again. Every day thereafter, God placed a charge upon my heart that I was compelled to obey. In visiting hours, I would go bedside to bedside, visiting my fellow patients, and carry out what I called my singing ministry. I would sing a hymn or two to them, pray, and move along. Many looked for me, being encouraged that as I too was a patient, it was beautiful that I decided to share hope and joy with everyone else that was unwell. I was completely healed from the ordeal, as you can tell, and it became the catalyst to me embarking upon my journey to answer God's call to forsake all else, pick up my cross, and follow Him. By no means has answering this call been easy, but every want has been supplied. The hunger of my soul was satisfied, and now the Bible to me is the revelation of Jesus. Do you ask why I believe Jesus? Because He is to me a divine Savior. Why do I believe the Bible? Because I have found it to be the voice of God to my soul. If any of you decide that you would like to forsake all else, pick up your cross, and follow Christ, show by lifting your right hand. Amen.